Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. The charge has been leveled that Jews are in charge of the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel protests now spreading all over the world, with some making that claim by writing to us here at the comment section or contact form at nationalvanguard.org. One representative writer says, quote, "Aren't the protests being organized and led by Jews, so-called anti-Zionist Jews? I used to fall for the anti-Zionist Jew trick, but no more. There is no such thing as an anti-Zionist Jew. Every racial Jew is in on the Jewish conspiracy. Gentiles have trouble understanding this. After all, there is no shortage of white people or blacks or Mexicans or Chinese, etc., who are willing to sell out their own race for fame, money, sex, etc. It just does not happen with the Jews. Their racial strategy demands absolute racial loyalty. Because they operate by conspiracy in small numbers, if a single Jew breaks ranks, it is a mortal threat to the survival of the Jewish race. Throughout history, every time Gentiles have trusted a Jew to be on their side, they have gotten burned. The Jews are leading the opposition to themselves. Woe to any well-meaning Gentile who is foolish enough to show up at one of these protests traps." Close quote. To which I replied, quote, "I am sure there are Jews among the protesters, and some may indeed be leaders and organizers, as you correctly point out, and probably they are overrepresented there, as they are in every important endeavor. That is just expected behavior from them. I'm sure they'd like to guide the outrage against their murderous behavior into more or less harmless channels. But I think it's a huge mistake to say the outrage isn't real, or that Jews are running the whole protest operation. The outrage is real, and I know for certain that it's been building for decades among many, many non-Jews, including a pretty good number of whites. And I'm delighted to see it, even among people who otherwise oppose us or even hate us. I'd say that awareness of the realities of Jewish power varies among whites. On average, it varies linearly with their distance from conservative Christian areas." Close quote. To which I'd add today that the commenter has a lot of things right. Jews tend to be much more racially loyal than we whites. It's bred into them, genetically and culturally. The cultural part is obvious, with lavishly funded Jewish camps and schools and universities and media and even their own entire race-based state, all devoted to the eternal survival of Jews and to hell with everyone else. The genetic part of the equation is more subtle. Very few prominent Jews have publicly fought against the Jewish power structure. But I do believe that some of these have been sincere and done real damage to the Jews' agenda. Benjamin Friedman was certainly one. There are others, surely dozens, but the percentage of Jewish defectors is microscopically small when compared with the gigantic number of whites who have sold out their race and who openly fight against white interests. And the existence of some Jews who rebel against their own leadership's racial agenda, of a few Jews with a conscience, is natural when you consider that Jews are a mixed race. Modern DNA analysis tells us that they have around 60% Middle Eastern and around 40% European DNA. And the particular strain of Middle Eastern DNA possessed by Jews contains, I think, something very special, not contained in the gene patterns of other Middle Easterners, something that compels them to infiltrate, parasitize, and subvert Gentile societies and remake them into what might be called zombie societies that serve Jews and which no longer serve their own peoples. And something that makes them especially adept at deception in a way that we don't see in any other people on this planet. So, by the chance interaction of gene combinations in a mixed race, some Jews are going to think and feel more like whites than like Jews. But here's the really interesting part. Many such Jews with a conscience tend to fall away from the Jewish people, cease identifying as Jews, and cease teaching their offspring to so identify. They then blend in with the host population. Thus, the gene patterns that make for a European-like conscience are gradually being eliminated from the Jewish gene pool, leaving a higher and higher concentration of Jews without a conscience, to whom carpet bombing of apartments, hospitals, and daycare centers is just fine, to whom genocide is just dandy, and to whom deception, stealing from, killing, and lying to non-Jews is simply a way of life, and indeed the essence of virtue. This, I think, is a partial explanation of what makes Jews so different from any other people. Other races may have developed subpopulations, such as gypsies or Irish travelers, in which the nomadic infiltrator and deceiver mentality comes to the fore, but never for so long and with such malevolent and intelligent intensity as with the Jews. So back to the recent protests against the Israeli war on Gaza. To what extent are they led by Jews themselves? It's impossible to get detailed information on this, but I have watched hundreds of news reports on these protests, both from the controlled media owned by Jews, from alternative small media, and from foreign sources not linked to the Washington-Tel Aviv axis. Not once have I seen a Jew presented as a top leader of an encampment. A participant, yes. A leader, no. And this, despite the fact that the anti-Israel protesters appear extremely eager to prove they aren't anti-Semitic by highlighting and headlining every Jew they can. They remind me of the pathetic remnants of pro-Confederate heritage groups in the American South, or conservative groups anywhere in America who are insanely aggressive in pointing out again and again, it seems like every 5 seconds or so, see, we have black members, so we are not racists. See, we have Latino members, so we are not racists. See, we have an interracial couple who was married in our church, so we are not racists, and the like. And I am sure that Jews are overrepresented in these encampments. I would never deny that. Jews make sure that they push their way into every social ferment that matters. That's just what they do. And I am sure that not all of these are Jews with a conscience. Some are intelligence gatherers. Some are skilled influencers who will subtly derail and redirect the protesters into channels that are as harmless as possible for Jews. And some really are Jews who oppose their leadership. But to assert that the entire movement is Jewish in origin is, I think, preposterous. The Jewish power structure's arguably largest and most important, or perhaps second largest and most important project, is Israel. They would never purposely create a movement that actually does expose Israel's horrific crimes. They would never purposely create a movement that actually does seriously undermine support for Israel in the white nations without whose support Israel will most surely fail. They would never purposely create a movement that actually does show the Jews as they really are, uncaring bastards, conscienceless rats, murderous thugs, outrageous liars, genocidal maniacs, 100 times worse than the way they portray quote-unquote evil Nazis in their own Hollywood productions. No, these anti-Israel protests are not a Jewish creation. They are the Jews' second worst nightmare, which could easily lead to their very worst nightmare, complete exposure and justice that might well be just a bit vengeful for all the wrongs they have done to every single people on this globe. The word is indeed getting out on a mass scale. The Jews are our misfortune. As William Pierce, the founder of the National Alliance, once said, in the text version of this broadcast, I'll provide a link to our new sticker saying exactly that. Get them out by the thousands into your community. From the latest National Alliance bulletin, quote, Dr. Pierce didn't coin the phrase. He simply revived it. It was originated by German historian and nationalist political leader Heinrich von Treitschke in 1880, and later appeared on every page of politician and publisher Julius Streicher's Der Stürmer newspaper for years during the time of National Socialist struggle and triumph. Close quote. Back in 2001, Dr. Pierce said this on the 144-year-old misfortune meme, quote, I think it's time for us to orchestrate our exposure of the Jewish media. I think it's about time for the public, lemmings and all, to begin hearing a uniform charge against them, a uniform statement of our opposition to them. How about this? The Jews are our misfortune. That's simple, and it's true, and it's easy to remember. Repeat after me. The Jews are our misfortune. Let's use that statement. Let's let everyone hear it. Let's impress it on everyone's consciousness. The Jews are our misfortune. Of course, when I say the Jews are our misfortune, I'm not talking only about the Jewish media bosses. I'm not talking only about the Jews at the top who formulate and direct the propaganda line against Gentile society. I'm talking about the whole tribe. And I believe that message comes across in the statement, the Jews are our misfortune. And what can possibly compensate on our balance sheet for what the Jewish news media are doing in their deliberate, calculated distortion of the picture of the world seen by the American public? It is a picture which has been designed to confuse white Americans, to undermine their self-confidence, to induce feelings of racial guilt in them. Just one example, the systematic suppression of the news of black crimes against white people, and the exaggeration of the news of every white crime against non-whites is not a fluke. It is done routinely by all of the Jewish news media, by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine, by CNN and ABC News and CBS News and NBC News and all the rest. And interracial crime is just one issue. The relations between the sexes, immigration, the foreign relations of the United States with the rest of the world, especially in the Middle East, and 100 other important issues are similarly distorted in their portrayal by the media. This deliberate distortion of the public's view of the world has done irreparable damage to the American system of government and to American society. And again, the distortion has been deliberate, planned, systematic, and intended to do harm to us. No number of funny Jewish comedians or successful Jewish entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley or on Wall Street or clever Jewish medical researchers can compensate for this harm. When we look at the balance sheet, the conclusion is clear beyond any doubt. The Jews are our misfortune. It's way past time for us to accept this conclusion, to overcome our fears of being labeled anti-Semitic for accepting this conclusion, to brush aside these fears which have been instilled in us by the propaganda of the mass media, and then to begin working to improve our fortunes. Close quote. Let's take advantage of the partial awakening of millions of people to the Jewish problem. Let's especially help to further awaken our own people now that world events are showing everyone such stark evidence that we've been right all along about the evil tribe.